USA Radio News.
As day six of the partial government shutdown rolls along, President Trump said most of the federal employees furloughed or forced to work without pay because of the government shutdown are Democrats. The president tweeted, "Do most Dems realize that the people not getting paid are Democrats?" The president also in the news for his trip to Iraq, where first he was criticized for not going to Iraq, and then he goes to Iraq, and now people are criticizing it, with some of them calling it a campaign rally, to which General Anthony Tata tells Fox News,
"The military loves our president, and rightfully so, because our president supports the military so well. He puts his money where his mouth is, and also his doctrine of, you know, chasing terrorists where they are and not getting involved in enduring entanglements."
The Dow was down right around 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
First-time jobless claims have hit rock bottom.
The number of workers filing first-time unemployment benefit claims fell to a 49-year low last week. The Labor Department reporting that 216,000 workers filed those first-time claims. Economists had forecast an increase to about 217,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Crews in New York City are getting ready for the celebration on New Year's Eve. Now, along with a lot of that planning, we're also starting to see an increased police presence in New York City. James O'Neill is a New York Police Department police commissioner. He tells Fox News, you need to always be on alert.
Pay attention to what's going on around you. You know, not just on New Year's Eve, but each and every day. Maybe take off your headphones, stop talking into your phone, look around you, and if you see something out there that doesn't look right, dial 911, flag down a cop, because everybody's got a responsibility here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Many folks are reflecting on their 2018 year, their successes, and things they maybe need to improve on. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with motivational speaker and best-selling author John Gordon. He's author of a book titled The Power of a Positive Team, and I asked him what is the biggest thing folks can take away from their previous year.
Yeah, this is not Pollyanna positive. You want to learn from the past. So, what did we not do right? What went wrong? How could we have been better? And then you want to then look forward. You don't want to look to the past too much, though. You don't want to be stuck in the past. You don't want to live in the past. You want to look and live forward and say, okay, how can I create this year to be my best year yet? So positive leaders and positive teams are always looking forward to creating a new vision, something new, something positive. So learn from the past, but now look forward and create the new.
Gordon also shares why serving is key when it comes to being a great leader.
Yes, I asked a coach, a principal, and a business leader. I said, when did you become a great team? They all said, when we served each other instead of ourselves. And so being a great leader, being a great team, really is about serving others. When you serve others, when you help others improve, what I have found is that you improve. When you help others get better, you get better. And I had to learn this at home as a parent. I was not always serving.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.